I can see you.
I can see you.
I can see you.
I can see you.
I can see you. All shiny and new, your heart and hands open wide. You wore a big grin and drank it all in. Your happiness justified. Till the king and queen in the final scene scared away that shine. And I can see you barely breathing and still in a tidal wave.
Where did More Than Enough come from?
More Than Enough is one of the older songs on the CD. I actually wrote that about 15 years ago or more, and it was just a very simple song of gratitude. That's really what it's about. You know, the line just before the form ends is, it's not much, but it's more than enough. More than enough meaning it's actually everything. These things which we take for granted, which we don't think much of, you know, a roof over our head, someone to love us, etc. That's really everything. I mean, what else do we really need besides those things? And so I think that I did a pretty good job of including everything that I could think of in the song that pretty much covers all the bases, you know, having a full belly and a place to sleep and someone to love you and an instrument to pick up when you're inspired. And I've always been someone who recognizes the value of simplicity. So, yeah, I'd say it's those two things. It's about gratitude and about living a simple life.
A movie that was transformational for me, one of those movies that I kind of watched 20 times, was A Prince of Tides with Nick Nolte and Barbra Streisand. And at the end of it, having gone through his own journey as well, which included acknowledging some terrible childhood abuse, he ends the movie with, in New York, I learned to love my mother and father and all their outrageous humanity. For I am a teacher, a coach, and a well-loved man, and it is more than enough. And when I heard those words, more than enough, that you come to that place when you realize that it's more than enough, that I am already everything. I am already worthy. I am already good enough. I don't have to do one darn more thing to be something of value. That struck me, and it was a major healing place for me, was that movie and that line.
You know, in the song, what I say in the preamble to the song is, may this song help remind me when I'm tense and upset. But human nature's funny, you live, learn, and forget. May this song help remind me when I'm tense and upset. We always forget. And so we need to be reminded. So this song is also a reminder to me for those times.
Food for my belly, a comfy bed, a gal who loves me, enough said. It's not much, but it's more than enough. My trusty six string, a pad and pen, some inspiration, amen. It's not much, but it's more than enough. Oh, I know some folks say you won't be happy till you have a pile of gold. But I have found you can't be bound by everything that you're told. A heart for loving, a soul to feel.
This is something that I want to sing to remind myself of those things that I'm grateful for the times that I forget, because I still do. To put it another way, these songs are written to the ideal me, or to help me to remember who the ideal me is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I fall, I slip, I forget. I have bad days, I have good days. And these songs were to help me to remember.
If I could go back and rewrite the code of the human being, that's the one part I would rewrite, which is the part where we forget every day that we are the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful.
And yet somehow, Alan, you know, as you say that, I think somehow that's part of the divine plan too. You know, that for some reason, we need to learn things 1,000 times or X number of times before they really go in. And I think it's in as much as we forget, I would like to think that we forget for shorter periods of time. And again, that's probably me, the Virgo, Mr. Linear, talking. But, you know, that somehow that's part of the divine plan. The forgetting is also part of the whole.
Well, the one thing we don't want people to forget is your website. It's nathanaswell.com, and we point people over there right now. We mentioned this at the top of the interview and give people a chance to get over there if they missed it. Nathan is spelled with an E. Aswell has two L's on the end of it. And so is there a story with the E? Or
absolutely. There absolutely is a story. One of the things that in that period of about 20 years between Christianity and Buddhism, one of the things that I explored was numerology via the Vancouver group, the Caballarians. Mm. And they have an interesting picture, which is kind of a combination of Eastern thought and numerology and a few other things. And so one of the things that they offer is what's called a name report, where they analyze your name. And basically the long and the short of that is they say that for you to realize your full potential, you should have a balanced name, et cetera, et cetera. I had just moved to Vancouver naively thinking in the process that all my problems had been left behind.
Sure, of course.
And of course realized within 6 months or 9 months that they had came in my luggage with me and thought, okay.
How does that do that?
I need to try something on. And that came across my path and I thought, okay, I wonder what that would be like. What would it be like if I decided to change the name that I was born with? How would that feel? Let's try that on. And I thought, it's very easy to do that in Vancouver. And so I thought, okay, this is an experiment. Life is an experiment. Let's try this. And if it doesn't work, you can always go back. And I thought, if I'm going to do this, I better do this now before I have two cities full of people confused. And so Nathan Aswell became my new name in June of 93. And I definitely went through periods of, what have I done? What's this about? And I think probably one of the most interesting things that happened to me in that time was my mother. She and I have a very interesting kind of psychic connection, and she was very much into handwriting analysis around that time. And over the course of about 4 years or so, she kept looking at my signature, and the first time she saw me sign my new name, she said, "You don't know who this guy is yet." And over the course of whatever it was, a year or 2 years, 3 years, she'd say, "Yeah, you're becoming Nathan now." And then whatever it was, after X period of time, she said, "Yeah, you're Nathan now," which I thought was very interesting, mm-hmm. that I was becoming this new person. And not completely different, obviously, but I do see, I am aware of the fact that there has been great change in my life in the last 12 or 13 years, and I'm sure that that's played its part. Everything plays its part. We can't isolate, you know, one thing as being the thing, but there's no doubt in my mind that it played its part.
So just like that, it changed, and just like this is the next track on the CD.
You're good.
Well, you know, 650 interviews later, I should have something to say. Thank God for editing, that's all I can say. Just like this.
Just like this is a love song to my wife, Sheila. Again, very much about moments, shared moments, and so when I was writing the lyric for that, I was just thinking of just moments, but which I suppose in our culture we would think of as snapshots. And I suppose as you're looking at the lines, you can think of them that way. Your hand in mine, your eyes that shine, our lips combined in a sweet kiss, laughing in bed, things that we said, tears that we've shed. So they're just these moments, but string them all together and it's just this really sweet life. And so that was the song is about acknowledging where we have been and desire for us to keep doing that, to keep sharing these moments so that, you know, 50 years from now, when we're old and gray, we'll just have this whole lifetime full of moments that we've strung together.
Your eyes that shine, your hand in mine, our lips combined in a sweet kiss. Laughing in bed, tears that we shed, things that we've said, in moments just like this.
Tell me about Sheila.
Sheila is an absolute gift. If I would say it in one sentence, probably the two biggest gifts that she's given me are the gift of unconditional love. I've never experienced someone who really lives that way as much, anywhere near as much as she does. So I really feel that. And that's a very powerful thing for someone like me who came from the upbringing that I came from, the divorced family situation. And the second gift that Sheila has given me is the gift of glee, is the way I described it in the CD release party. She's still very much connected to her little girl. And to see her when she's experiencing glee is one of the sweetest moments of my life. And I've had many of them. So those are two very big gifts.
They are. Glee seems to be in a somewhat short supply around the planet these days. And so anytime you get a chance to be in glee or even and see it is a good thing. This next track, Choose Love, is one of my favorite on the CD, Little by Little. And for me, what it represented was the best that music has to offer in terms of what we're talking about, positive music, conscious music. Tell us about that track.
I'm delighted to be able to be talking to you about this. My favorite book of all time is a book called Emmanuel's Book 2, The Choice for Love. There are three books entitled Emmanuel's Book. Emmanuel is actually an entity that is channeled through a woman named Pat Rodgast. So basically the book are edited talks that she gave with this entity speaking through her. I really want to read this quote to you. I don't know if you'll find it too long, but I'd love to share it with you.
Let's do it.
You have no recourse but to try love on. Be patient, dear friends. You are working with denser substance than the consciousness that brought you here. The act of transformation must be given its time in the world of time. Fear is tenacious. The intellect will cling to fear. It has created it. Illusion has formed your human world. Your world cannot return to light until all parts of it are remembered in the essence of perfect love. Each time you choose love, you transform a piece of forgetting into remembering. Each time you honor self, you allow your life to be lived fully. The light of that self transforms darkness. Every time you remember who you are, you take the illusion of forgetting and bring it back home. You, as gods, created this illusion for the purpose of knowing the nature of love, where love seemed not to be. As you love, you transform what had not been loved back into its essence. When the last soul remembers to choose love, your entire planet will return home, and with it every star you see in the heavens. When I performed my CD release party, I couldn't get through that without crying either. It's an extremely powerful idea, and the whole book was like that. It just hit me between the eyes, and I had to write a song that talked about that. That's really all it boils down to, is choosing fear or choosing love. So that's what the song is about. And secondly, I realized in kind of thinking about the CD release party and after I'd made the CD, that's really what I want to do through the music, is I want, in some small way, for people to remember who they are through what I do. That's what I hope to accomplish in what I'm doing. For us, for me, for all of us to remember more fully who we really are.
I sought the silence and the wisdom that once filled my heart, offered peace again like a trusted friend can often do. It said two roads are calling out to me, one of danger, one of certainty. So I've decided, if it's fear or love, I choose love. Only two roads, it comes down to this, one of suffering, one of gentle bliss. I've decided, if it's fear or love, I choose love. As sure as sunrise, we are all meant to be on this earth. Each an artisan of the master plan, humanity. Let's stand together and reclaim what's been ours since our birth.
deciding if it's fear or love. I choose love. Only two roads.
The more work we do, the more we realize that all we really have is the here and now. You'd think that the more aware you became, the more you would realize that we had all of the past and all of the future and all of the here and now. But it doesn't turn out like that. It eventually just becomes the here and now, becomes the ever-present and most important moment. This track, Here and Now, is also one of my favorites on the CD. Tell us about that one.
There really is nothing but the present moment. We can't change the past, it's happened, and we can't control what's coming. We can only be completely here. We certainly all spend a lot of time being elsewhere. But in the end, how does it serve us to do that? It doesn't serve us. We can change what's happened, and no matter how much we try to control things, we can't really be in charge or be responsible for everything that's going to come our way. We really don't know what's around the next turn, quite literally. So, as I say in the song, best to be relaxed in the present, where all the power to make change is real. This is where it's going on, baby. There isn't anywhere else.
So in this moment, let's allow all that's precious to be clear. 'Cause all that matters is to love. That's all we're in need of. And all we have is here and now. If we dare let go what's behind us, there's no telling how light we might feel. Let's reclaim the fullness of being and rediscover been conceived. What's ahead is nothing but mystery that all our worry won't help to reveal. Best to be relaxed in the present, where all our power to make change is real. All the time we have is now.
How did you get into the here and now to write this song?
I'm trying to remember what was going on when I wrote the song. I can't remember what was going on when I wrote the
song. I guess you were in the moment.
I was. I don't remember anything specifically going on around the time that I wrote it. Again, coming back to what I said earlier about tone painting, thinking very much about the way that I wrote the song, how I wanted it to be written harmonically, whatever. But yeah, just that basic idea. Just I want to express this idea, that idea that, there isn't anything else. This is really it. So we better make the most of it because, there really isn't anything else. And instead of that being a scary thing, my experience is it's actually turns out to not only be a really exciting thing, but it also turns out to be a lot easier to do that. If you're not lugging around all your Samsonite luggage from the past and the future, you're freer to be who you are right now and to live more completely right now. And as I have said many times already, I'm a work in progress, I forget. But when I remember, wow, it's great. It's definitely the only game in town, you know?
Well, there goes Samsonite as a sponsor. Nathan.
Sorry. I realized that they were one of your primary sponsors.
Psalm 96 is a definitely kind of an in-your-face kind of thing.
Psalm 96 holds a very special place in my heart. Psalm 96 is the oldest song on the CD. I wrote it about 25 years ago. It was when I was still very much claiming my Roman Catholic identity. And there was a place, there is a place, it still exists in Quebec. It's about an hour and a half outside of Montreal in the Laurentians, a summer camp where I spent summers being a counselor and a camper. It was a site that was used by many groups that would come up and use the camp for weeks at a time, for a week at a time, I should say. And I began my affiliation with this place in 74. In 79 or 80, it was the first year that it was winterized, so groups began to use it year-round. And I had never been there in the winter. And there's a lake on the campsite. And so for the first time in my history, I got a chance to walk out on this lake in the middle of the winter, whatever it was, 79 or 80. And the morning that I did this, it was one of those just quintessential Eastern Canada mornings where, you know, just a little bit of a wind, crisp air, blindingly white sunshine, just dancing on the snow. And I was all by myself, and I went out for a walk across this lake, and I was just feeling very peaceful. And I started singing. And after a short time, I realized that I could hear something else, and I thought, who is that? What is that? And I stopped singing, and I realized it was my voice echoing off the opposite side of the lake, you know, hitting the other side of the, there was a kind of a hill on the other side of the lake bouncing back to me. So I started playing with it and yelling back and forth. And I was just inspired by that experience. And I thought, I have to write something to kind of demonstrate this. So of course, what ended up on Psalm 96 was I took it further than what I was experiencing. I was just hearing one echo, but I decided to really take it to another level electronically. And someone who has since heard me perform it said it reminded her very much of what it sounds like when people do sing to each other on the tops of the mountains in the Alps. And she said, you should really go and experience that. And I'm holding that in my consciousness as something that I will experience at some point, because I would just love to go and do that. So again, coming back to the notion of me wanting to have the music express what the lyric is about, I thought, okay, here I am in nature and experiencing this incredible phenomenon. Well, I will make the lyric. I will take the lyric from the Old Testament, one of King David's Psalms, in which he's praising nature. And I will use that as the lyric for what I'm experiencing. Singing with my entire being. When I sing that song, I'm just bellowing at the top of my lungs. I just want to fill the entire world with the sound of my gratitude for nature. And nature is, and always has been, an extremely important thing to me. I find it's always one of the surefire ways to make me feel connected again to who I really am. If this is about remembering, I think nature is one of those really big ways for me to remember, probably for all of us to remember. So that's why it had to be the last track, because after that, there's nothing to say.
Sing a new song, a song to the Lord. Proclaim to all men of his glory. Shout, shout, all the world. Give praise to the Lord, Creator of heaven and earth. Be glad, earth and sky. See, roar with your life. Be glad, you fields and all that you hold, the trees in the wood.
What is your wish for people who listen to your CD over and over again?
Oh, what a wonderful question. My wish is that my music would inspire them, heal them, help them remember who they really are, help them in turn make their world a better place. Realizing very much that we're all in this together, and, you know, the synchronicity of everything coming together. Actually, I'm glad you asked me that, because it makes me think of something I wanted to say earlier. In the Buddhist tradition, there's this wonderful notion, which I didn't really understand or really was not aware of until recently. This whole notion of enlightenment is dependent upon everybody else being enlightened. So it's a very crucial idea in Buddhism to develop compassion in yourself for everyone else. And the reason why that is because no one can be enlightened without everyone else being enlightened. We're all in this together. So this music is my gift to us all as one more way to help us get home, one more way for us to remember. And if that can do that, that's great. One of the people who's very high profile within the North American Buddhist community is a man named Jack Kornfield. And he has written many books, one of which is called The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness, and Peace. And he has a great quote in it, which is, in the end, when we look at our life, the questions will be simple. Did I live fully? And did I love well? And for me, the only way to answer those questions is by being in the present, in the here and now.
Well, little by little, we'll all get there.
Absolutely.
And that's the name of the CD, Nathan Aswell.
Little by little, step by step, love is guiding me home. That's in a nutshell, the whole kit and caboodle.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me, Alan. It was a real pleasure. Thank you for doing what you do.
Nathan Aswell, Nathan with an E, aswell.com is where you can get a copy of that CD. I'm sure that you're going to listen to it often. This is Alan Hunkin for Music for a New World. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
With everything that I create, I grow a little stronger. With every triumph on this track, I'll go a little
podcast series was produced by podcast.biz consulting on the web at podcast.biz.